Welcome back to Winning the Game, Wilhelm here together with...
It's Fee back again.
Fee's back again. Yes. Great to have you here, Fee.
Thank you so much. We are shooting this on a very warm summer's day. Just wanted to let you know.
Yes. And some of you listening are on vacation right now. Some of you have been on vacation. Some of you are going on vacation.
That's right.
Some of you are not having any vacation. So it's a mix. And we're kind of working this week. We're having a vacation week next week.
That's right.
And we want to talk in this episode and a couple of more episodes about a topic which I don't remember how it struck me. And I remember I had intense joy exploring this in my mind a few years back. And we're going to go back and explore it again because it's a super interesting question, I think. And it is the following. When you come back from vacation, if you have vacation right now, which most people have, right? Or just play around with the thought. If the end of vacation was the permanent end of vacation, so you wouldn't have one more day of vacation in your life, and there's no retirement waiting for you either, if you had to work for the rest of your life, you would have weekends, but no more. Weekends would be there, but 5-day work weeks, 52 weeks per year for the rest of your life. How would you work? So I'll say the question a little easier. So how would you work if there were never, ever any vacation days ever again for you? And I found that super interesting because it brought up some common sense answers for me that was really valuable to then bring to my job, right? What comes up for you when I ask the question? This is kind of unprepared for you, so we're just looking, right?
Yeah, no, I love it. I think it's a great thought experiment. I know I would certainly set up my days and my weeks and my life a lot differently if I were to take that.
What would be different? Let's do an overview first.
Well, I would actually take weekends off then.
Good. There is no excuse then to not use the weekends for rest and recovery, right? Because that's the only rest and recovery time there would be. So we'll get back to that, some of these topics in future episodes here, right? I would make sure that I really loved what I work with, because how could I not get stuck in a job then that I didn't enjoy doing? Or if I wasn't fortunate to pick and choose my job, I would for sure do the best I could to find things I loved within the job I had, right? So yeah. I would create purpose for myself deeper than I at least had when I first asked this question. So purpose is important, rest and recovery and weekend is important.
I think I'm going to say balance, but what I mean by balance is not that every day is going to be 8 to 5 or whatever, but I would have balance and counterbalance in my life. So I might work 4 days a week if I was working from home, as an example, and have a day at home on Friday where I'm doing other stuff.
Yeah.
I might still be doing some work, but it would actually be it would be set out in a way where there's not so many disruptions and so forth. Cool. I'd make sure I go to the gym and make sure my food is planned. I'd make sure I have time to be with my family in such a way that every day is joyful, a joyful experience of being alive rather than, okay, we'll do that later, or we'll catch up with that later, or that can wait for a month. It would be kind of, how do I create joy today? How do I experience contentment in the moments of my day today and every day?
Yeah.
Rather than putting some of that stuff on hold. Like, yeah, we'll be happy when we go on holidays. Yeah. We'll be happy when we go away for that long weekend or whatever. It's just like, no. How do we pull that back to today? How do we insert the joy into today?
Insert the joy into today. I like that. Yeah, I would stop compromising today, hoping to catch up later. I could maybe sacrifice some things today, knowing that it pays off tomorrow or that Friday, like you said, right? But I would be way more rigorous not to just give away my time, my attention, my energy resources to other people, because it's every day is work day still. There's no other future waiting for me. In one way, I feel this question really freeing and liberating. It's like, wow, it really points to how I would want to set up my work weeks anyway. And it points to me where I'm not rigorous and when I compromise with myself more than I actually should.
I love that. And that touches on the topic for me then around integrity and letting other people steal our time, or letting Netflix steal our time, or letting things that are not important, like overthinking, steal our time. So how would we have and move with a clearer mind, with a healthy body, connected to, if we would want to call it the energy of life or spirit or purpose, as you mentioned earlier, or and how would we actually, how would we stop what's not working for us and take it out of our lives? Like, this doesn't work for me. So from an integrity point of view, it's like, this does not work for me. This does not work for me. How can I take those away from my life and open my life up to what I really want?
Yeah.
And it could be friends, it could be date nights, it could be more time with the kids, it could be anything, but it's inviting me to start to relook at how my days are structured and what distractions I don't want to be there and wasting of time I don't want to exist in my life.
Yeah, why would you overthink and overanalyze and overproblematize, if that's
a
word
great
exists? If you're going to work every day, you would stop that. It's like, I don't need to overthink this. It's a work day tomorrow. It's endless amounts of work days to deal with this issue or problem, right? The whole waste of overthinking would disappear. So this was the first little teaser, we could call it, to the question, how would you work if there was not one single vacation day ever in your life again and no retirement? It brings up some interesting questions. And in the next episode, we're going to sweep the question more to some tips for anybody either coming back from vacation or just want to upgrade their self-leadership with the relationship to work, symptoms of early burnout and everything that happens when we don't take these questions seriously. How am I designing my day-to-day work?
And I think there's a great invitation what you're saying, Wilhelm, which is, if we were to start with a blank canvas, and we know that there is work to be done because we all work, we all earn money, but it's like, how could we start with a blank canvas and create a life we love?
Cool. Let's explore in the next episode. So you're welcome to listen in anytime you want. Bye for now.
See you next time.